This episode of Stick Like Glue Radio is brought to you by Jim Palmer's Create Your Dream Business Now Academy, a one-of-a-kind live event where Jim will personally teach you how to market and grow a more profitable business faster, even in a crappy economy. During this event, Jim will reveal how to create a million-dollar platform on a shoestring budget. You'll learn how to generate a ton of content with ease, how to attract a steady stream of new customers, and you'll also network with other successful marketers and entrepreneurs. This not-to-be-missed event is September 4th through the 6th in Philadelphia and will quite literally transform your business. Do not miss it. Get all the details and register today at www.dreambizacademy.com. That's www.dreambizacademy.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Berg, co-author of The Go-Giver and author of Adversaries Into Allies, and you're listening to Stick Like Glue Radio.
Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And those are all great things in your business. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, your dream business coach. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Really, really excited, folks, about this week's show because my special guest is online marketing expert, social media trainer, Rick Cooper. And let me just tell you a little bit about Rick and we'll bring him on. Rick Cooper is an online marketing and social media trainer. He works with small business owners who want to generate more leads and increase sales, which is everybody, using the internet. He specializes in helping entrepreneurs leverage their expertise to attract clients online. Rick is founder of Social Media Outcomes and head of the Technology Services Division of Eric Lofholm International. Rick is author of Seize Your Opportunities, Marketing Magic, Extreme Excellence, The Art and Science of Loving Yourself First, and 25 Brilliant Business Mentors, Their Top Tips to Catapult You to Success. Rick is an international speaker on online marketing and social media and was a speaker at the Go Big Video Summit. He hosted the Launch Your Expertise Telesummit with Sheila Galligan, featuring 26 sales, marketing, and mindset experts. And he was also featured in Comstock's magazine and was interviewed by the national networker AllBusiness.com and the East Bay Times Business Journal. Rick, I'm almost winded from reading your introduction there, but how are you doing
today? I know
it's
today? A bit long there. Thanks, Jim, for having me on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm glad our schedules finally synced up. I've been following you. I think we've been online Facebook friends for quite a while now.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, Rick, it seems like everyone's looking for ways to leverage social media. You know, a lot of people think it's the Holy Grail. It's certainly awesome, but it's kind of, in most, like most things, it's one of the, you know, important elements of marketing your business. You know, what suggestions do you have for entrepreneurs on how they can use social media to grow their business?
Well, first of all, when you're just getting started with social media, the thing you have to keep in mind is that it takes a while to build a network. And so part of your focus should be connecting with new people. So you should divide up your time and energy and part of it just finding new people to connect with. If it's on Facebook, it's adding friends or getting likes on your Facebook page. If it's Twitter, it's getting more followers or following people. And then on LinkedIn, adding trusted connections. And one key element that I recommend for folks, business owners, is to add value. And I know that's part of your message and been part of your message for years. And the more that you can share information and ideas that your audience will appreciate, the more likely they are to stick around and want to connect with you again in the future. And that's part of what we want to do is we want those relationships to be sticky. We want people coming back and interacting with us on an ongoing basis.
Yeah, I think that's really important. And, you know, adding value is a good way to do it. I mean, it is all about sharing content that can help somebody. I think that's what draws people to it. It makes people seek you out and, you know, things like that. The other thing I'm a fan of, and I'm curious what you think of this, I'm a real big fan of going to live events and seminars and connecting with people actually face-to-face, you know, and not just in the digital realm. But how do you marry the two? You know, what are some of the ways, for example, that you would suggest using social media to follow up and build relationships with people that you meet or even just, you know, kind of shake hands with at an event?
Well, first of all, even before you get to an event, you should think about trying to identify who's going to be at the event and connect with them. So for many events, they will set up a hashtag. A hashtag is it's kind of like a keyword that has the pound sign symbol at the beginning of it. And so you can ask when you're going to an event, what's your hashtag? And then you can go out there and start posting messages with that hashtag. And then you can do a search on that hashtag, and it will lead you to other people. And then sometimes you can find, you know, there may be a other groups set up where you can connect with other participants. But that way, when you get to the event, you know who's there and you know a little bit about the people. Once you're actually there, then as you're meeting and connecting with people, you should really try to add them as you go. I'm not saying, like, you know, right when you're in the middle of an event, do it. But if you're at a three-day event, for instance, then each evening you should be able to take time to go in and look for people on Facebook or Twitter and add them quickly. Because here's the thing, you know, wait a week or two and people are going to quickly forget you. So the sooner that you can connect on social media, the more likely it is that they're going to accept your request, and then that gives you a stronger connection. The other thing is that when you're at an event, a good idea is to actually take photos with people. There's a number of ways that you can use them. You can simply post the photos out on your Facebook page or out on Twitter. And if you insert them on Facebook, you can even add their or you can tag them in the photo and even insert their name into a Facebook post and tag it so it notifies them. And that way it creates kind of a visual element showing the two of you met at the event and gives a reminder over time of the two of you being together. And then the other thing is you can just connect with people and communicate with them. Go out and post a message on their wall on Facebook, for instance, or tweet them. You can also send private messages. I recommend have a process or a system for following up with people on a consistent basis. Send them a private message through Facebook, a direct message through Twitter, or a message through LinkedIn to connect with them once in a while, maybe every 1 or 2 months.
I think that's awesome. You know, in marketing, and I think it's the same thing with building relationships, it is all about standing out initially, you know, getting noticed, and how do you make a good first impression. And I really like your idea of taking pictures, tagging them, and, you know, everybody, you know, a lot of people take pictures, but not enough, in my opinion, when you go to these live events. Mm-hmm. I think people are sometimes afraid of doing that. But it does make people feel important, so I really like that. So, Rick, let's say someone accepts you as a friend on Facebook. What do you do to connect with them and to stay in touch without being spotted as just a salesy guy, you know, trying to, hey, you know, it's not an electronic business card. Hey, what can you do for me type thing? What strategies do you have as far as Facebook friends?
Well, first of all, if you're just meeting somebody through Facebook and you don't have any other connection with them, I do recommend that you take time to develop the relationship, and that could be anywhere from 90 days to 6 months or whatever it takes. But you want to have some personal communication and interaction both publicly and privately with people over time. And you really want to get a sense if they're an ideal customer or client for you. And so one thing I recommend to do is to make a list of people to follow up with on Facebook or Twitter. I like to use spreadsheets for tracking. I have CRM systems or customer relationship management systems that I use, but there's nothing like the simplicity of a simple spreadsheet where you can go in, put people's name and the address out to their Facebook account, and then you can make notes as you reach out and contact them. And so a simple goal for someone who wants to be proactive in reaching out to people might be to send 10 private messages a day. If you send 10 messages a day and you have 400 friends, then over the course of a couple months, you can easily reach out to all of them and make contact that way. So you want to think about how you can use systems that you can use on a daily basis to make contact with them. And
I think that's why I like Rick. I'm sorry. I think that's why I like you, because you're old school with the Excel spreadsheet. You know, there are so many fancy things going on. But I got to share this with you. I hope you can remember where you were. But you know, I have a buddy of mine who was in direct sales, and he showed me this thing that he uses in his Excel spreadsheet. So down the left hand side is all the names of clients and prospects, and across, I think it's about six or seven columns. There was basically just a little squares, and there was a colored box, and he'd color the box, whether it was from yellow up to green or bright red. And if you were a bright red, that meant you had a very strong relationship, and if you were yellow, it means we just met. And so he'd constantly look at this sheet and try and go for the lowest color and say, who do I got to keep and what do I got to do to keep moving up the line and things like that. And it turned out there was probably out of a list of about 100, he had three or four bright reds. And I was one of them. I said, okay, what does bright red mean? He goes, everybody's definition is different, but mine is, if I call you at 2 a.m., you'll come bail me out of a Tijuana jail. That's how strong our relationship is. But it's a very cool way of a simplistic spreadsheet, but using something very simple to, you know, keep track of who's on your radar.
Yeah, absolutely. There are some more advanced tools that are out there. There are a lot of tools that social media managers use. And I think for people who are just getting started, spreadsheets work very well because they get you into action. You know, it's about establishing a system, something that you can do on a repeatable basis and something that's not overwhelming. You know, like 10 messages a day is pretty easy to do. And I recommend keeping those messages brief. Oftentimes when you send a message, all you're trying to do is just get a response back, and then it starts a conversation that goes back and forth. So I recommend that you keep those messages to about 2 to 3 sentences and always end with a question. And so I get messages all the time, private messages from people who are, you know, presenting a business product or something else, and it's like 8 paragraphs long, and there's just way too much information, and I'm unlikely to respond to something like that. But if somebody says, hey, I loved what you posted on such and such, tell me about what you do, and then I would probably be more likely to respond back to them. And now they have me, because now we're going back and forth in a dialogue, and that's so important, creating that conversation back and forth.
Yeah, I like that. I'm also a big fan of handwritten notes. Do you do something like that also, or?
Yeah, I use both online greeting cards that are printed out and sent, and then I also like handwritten cards as well. So I have stacks and stacks of thank you cards, and I've been sending cards out to my existing client base lately, just, you know, acknowledging them and thanking them. And I've got responses back from some of them, and I think it's good. I'm a firm believer that you need to spread your marketing across multiple channels. So you should be using social media. You should be using email marketing. You should be blogging. You should be using direct mail. You should be using telemarketing. You should be doing teleseminars and webinars. And for a lot of the clients that I work with who are coaches, speakers, trainers, and consultants, they're people who have a message. People who have a message they want to share with the world. And so they have content and information they can easily share. For others, it may take a little bit more work to come up with content, figure out what to share. But ultimately, you need to be reaching out across multiple channels on a consistent basis, and also video, too. Make sure you're creating videos, posting them on YouTube, and sharing those on your blog as well.
Yeah, that's really good stuff. You know, I'm someone who's known for posting frequently on Facebook. What do you recommend? How often should someone post on Facebook? And, you know, what's your definition of what's good to share and what's not good to share?
Well, first thing, consider who your audience is, because if you are mainly connected to people who don't have that many friends, and if you post a lot, they're going to see they're going to see you all the time, by the nature of it. So I'm connected to a lot of influencers who have hundreds, if not thousands, of people. So, you know, my posts probably are barely a blip on their newsfeed. I personally post about 6 to 8 times a day on my personal page on Facebook, and about 3 times on my business page on Facebook. And that's consistently on a daily basis. And I'm a firm believer in not only just posting things live out on social media sites, but also scheduling and automating social media. So I use a tool called Hootsuite to schedule posts. So I typically schedule my posts about a week at a time. So I kind of plan out what I'm going to do for the week ahead, get it all scheduled, and then I know, even if I, you know, if I got sick and was laying in bed for 3 days, I would have stuff posting out on social media. And the other benefit of that is it frees me up to be able to just focus on interacting. And that's where a lot of people really miss out on the social media connection, is they're spending all the time just trying to post things and not even interact. Because initially, when you get started, you may post things and you might get two or three likes and maybe one comment. It takes a while to build to the point where you can post something and get 30 likes and 60 comments. And you're not going to get that on every post anyway. So what you have to do, if you're not getting interaction on your own page, you have to go find places where you can jump into a conversation. Find other people who are high profile, who are posting, who are getting results. Go to Facebook pages or Facebook groups and interact there. So you want to be visible. As part of it is creating top of mind awareness, or TOMA.
TOMA. I'm writing that one down. Top of mind awareness. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah,
what do you think about
that? That's a that's an old marketing acronym.
Oh, is this?
Yeah.
What do you think about posting, you know, things political or religious, or just, you know, basically things that are gonna, you know, get a huge 30 to 40 or 50 people back and forth? I mean, do you do that, or?
Well, here's the thing. It depends on who your audience is and what they like and what they prefer. Typically, anytime you post anything related to politics, it's going to, you're probably going to get about 50% who will, you know, give a thumbs up and 50% who will give a thumbs down. So it's kind of a dangerous territory to walk on. Unless your strategy is to be controversial, which there are some people that is their focus, is to be controversial, then I just wouldn't go there.
Right.
What I prefer to post in most cases are positive, inspirational messages. I also think it's good, not especially in your personal profile, don't just post business stuff all the time. Share some things about what's going on in your personal life as well, because people want to know that you're a human being, not just a business owner or something like that. So you've got to do things to let people know what's going on in your life. And then I do occasionally post things that are spiritual, sometimes some scriptural quotes and things like that. I don't overdo that. I just do it periodically. So I think, it's good to give a representation of who you are as a person overall, but you're just recognized not everybody's going to like every aspect of you. So, you have to just think about what's most important to you.
Yeah, I like that. You know, I'm sure you'd agree with this. I mean, when you go networking, you go to certain events. I mean, if you're building a business locally, you go to chamber events, and if you're, national, you're going to some national seminars. But just quote-unquote under the term networking, Rick, it's all about building relationships and getting to know people. How can social media specifically help with networking?
Well, first of all, networking is all about paying attention to what people are communicating, learning about other people. It's thinking about the other person first instead of yourself. It's looking for ways to be a resource. It's looking for ways to provide solutions. It's looking for ways to provide referrals. And if people, in fact, there's a great book from David Maister called The Trusted Advisor. I worked in the consulting community for many years, and consultants strive to become a trusted advisor to executives, for instance. And I think when it comes to networking, you want to be a trusted advisor. You want people to look at you and say, here's a resource. Here's somebody who's solution-oriented. I can turn to them and get answers and information. And when you have people coming to you on a regular basis, that puts you in a very powerful position. The other tip that I'll recommend is I don't have a memory like an elephant, so I rely on using computer tools like a CRM, spreadsheets, and Evernote to be able to track information. So take notes and add that information to your customer database. And then, review that information periodically. If you're going to reach out and pick up the phone and call somebody, then look that information up. And by the way, social media is a great place to find out information about what's going on in people's lives. Just by going out to somebody's page and reading their last 10 posts or checking their about page, it gives you a lot of information about that person. And, we talk about the importance of understanding the four personality profiles. Well, if you look at somebody's Facebook profile, you can pretty easily tell what kind of personality they are just by doing a little bit of analysis.
That's really interesting. You know, the Facebook, I'm on a lot of different things, Facebook, Google+, a little bit of Twitter, and LinkedIn. But I got to tell you, about the last 6 months, LinkedIn has become really popular for me as well. Are you big into LinkedIn, or, what tips do you have about how to use that?
You know, I haven't used LinkedIn as much as I should. I get a lot of communication through LinkedIn. I have, I think, thousands of connections through LinkedIn. I do schedule posts out to LinkedIn, so I have things popping out on my account all the time. I think just like any strategy, you have to have a – well, first of all, you have to have a strategy around it. So you need a strategy for how to find people. One of the things I like about LinkedIn, it probably has the best search tools to be able to find people than any of the social media sites. So, for instance, if you're looking for CEOs in Boise, Idaho, you can do a search on that and pull them up. Now, one thing to know about that search is that typically the more people that you're connected to, the more results you're going to get. And so you need
right.
to proactively build that network. You need to reach out and communicate. And, you know, for most of the social media networks, I've reached the point over the last 10 years now where I get more people wanting to connect with me than I have to go out and add. In the early days, I spent all my time just trying to find people and connect with them. And now I've reached the tipping point where I just kind of have to sit back and I have great people, you know, trying to connect with me all the time. And oftentimes I'll go into LinkedIn and I'll just go, you know, look through the list and I'll, you know, add every other person, you know, that fits my profile and just keeps building my network. And so the network gets more powerful. And then the strategy would then be, in most cases, you could leverage the email tool. Have a couple scripts or templates that you create and send out messages to connect with people. Always focus first on adding value. You can also note or acknowledge something in their profile. That's great. And then one other tip is you could reach out to them and you could say, I was looking at your LinkedIn profile today, and I noticed you've got a number of different skill sets there. I'd love to endorse you on one of those skill sets. Let me know, maybe one or two of those skills that I can endorse you on, and I'd be happy if you'd do the same thing for me, and then include a link back to your profile, and you can even make a few recommendations if you want. That's a simple way to get an interaction, because who doesn't want to get an endorsement on their profile?
Yeah, that's good. You know, what I have found is that LinkedIn, and I forget when they did it, whether it's 2 months ago or 90 days ago, but they changed a little bit of their appearance of the wall. So, it looks very close to Facebook. I started experimenting back then with just posting most of what I post on Facebook, either exactly the same on LinkedIn, or I actually lengthen something just a little bit more, because I think LinkedIn is – I think people are used to reading stuff a little bit longer than just maybe your short thing on Facebook. And I've been getting a ton of response from the same kind of content that I post on Facebook by doing it on LinkedIn.
Good. Excellent. That's good to hear. Yeah, and you have to change it up from time to time. I think the challenge is that all of the social media sites are making changes all the time, and so you really have to stay on top of it, or hire a social media manager. For some companies, it might make sense to hire either an internal or an external social media manager to handle that for them. But I think if you don't have the budget for it, you know, it's pretty much up to you to get into action to stay on top of things and learn social media and get into action. Just don't try to accomplish everything in a day. Even if you had a goal of adding one friend a day on Facebook, that would be better than going in on one day and trying to add 10 people.
Right. You know, so I kind of have one more question for you, Rick. You know, a lot of people are always in marketing and business building in general. They want to know about ROI. I do not worry so much about ROI, especially with social media, because it happens generically, if you will. I don't know what the exact right term is, but it happens because it's a relationship building tool. But is it possible to get new business using Facebook or Twitter? And if yes, what kind of tips might you have?
Well, I'll give you the simplest example I have for myself and for many of my clients. Hosting teleseminars and webinars is a great opportunity to be able to deliver a quality, high-value presentation and then also extend an invitation to work with you, and that could be selling a product, a service, or a program. And so a simple technique that you could use that would drive straight to revenue would be to schedule a webinar, then create a Facebook event, and then invite people to the Facebook event, and then use ads on Facebook to promote the event, and then reach out and ask a person of influence or a joint venture partner to share it as well, so it gets the word out there. and that's going to boost your attendance to the event, and then the people who attend the event, a certain percentage of those are going to buy. So I think that's a simple example of a strategy that you could tie exactly to revenue. But I think in a lot of cases, as you mentioned, it's more of a relationship building tool. I use it in a lot of cases just to stay in contact with existing clients. And so if I haven't heard from them in a while, instead of picking up the phone, I might just send them a Facebook message. Or I might go out and hit the like button on a couple posts on their page. And that's kind of like saying, hey, I'm still out here. it gets their attention. And by the way, that's always a great thing to do. Before you pick up the phone and call somebody, be a little bit more interactive with them on social media a couple days prior. Because especially for folks you haven't talked to in a while, you want to be top of mind when you pick up the phone and call them.
That old TOMA again, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. You have to stay in touch with them. Keep on the top of their mind. In fact, one great example I heard one time or illustration is that marketing is like a parade. Like if you open up your door to your house and you saw a parade going by, who would be in the parade? If your customer opened up the door to their house and looked outside and saw the parade, then where would you appear in the parade? How often would you appear in the parade? The parade's going by all day long. How often are you showing up? How often are you visible? How often are you leading people back to your website or sharing great information or connecting with them personally?
I like that. Social media is like a parade. That's a good one. I will make sure I attribute that to you. I like that. So, well, as usual, I took as many notes as questions I asked you, and this half an hour has really gone by quick. Rick, how can my listeners learn more about you? How can they contact you? Do you have any resources to share?
Sure. I've got a great resource that's available out on my website. My website is out at socialmediaoutcomes.com. And I have a free report on 10 ways to monetize social media. And you can get access to that by going to socialmediaoutcomes.com/10ways. That's with the number 10, W-A-Y-S. And
awesome.
If you have any questions, you can reach out and call me on the phone. I do answer the phone. I talk to people. My phone number is 916-248-5440. And I'm available by email at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com.
That's awesome. Hey, Rick, thank you so much for joining me this week. I greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jim.
Hey, folks, that wraps up this very special edition of Stick Like Glue Radio with social media trainer Rick Cooper. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so, again, they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All great things. I am your host, Jim Palmer, your dream business coach, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. And until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Hey, now go out there and do something nice for somebody. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.